Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, ma'am? Is this Leslie?
It is.
Leslie, my name is Antonio, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Now, we're not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely.
If you don't mind me asking.
Definitely.
Okay, great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, and I do truly apologize, what is your age?
74.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm white.
You're white, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, using a scale from 0 to 100, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, it means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50, you know, either way, I mean, it could be cold, no hot. Now, let me read the names to you, okay? You can choose any number from 0 to 100, okay? And if you have no opinion, or you never heard of them, just let me know. Let me read the first one. How would you rate your feelings toward Donald Trump?
100.
How would you rate your feelings towards public school teachers?
Public school teachers.
Yes.
50.
Okay, what about public charter schools? Have you heard about them?
100.
Yeah. Okay. What about critical race theory or CRT? How would you rate your feelings toward them? Zero?
Zero.
Okay. What about public schools? How would you rate your feelings?
20.
What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
0.
What about Joe Biden?
0.
What about Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
0.
What about your local school board?
75.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Who does a better job, the public schools or charter schools?
Charter.
Would you consider somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. The first topic, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. Do you think that's important or not all important? From 0 to 10. 10. What about truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad? Do you think that's important? 10, okay. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. From 0 to 10, 10, okay. What about become more organized and have a structure?
10.
What about embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
10.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
10.
Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
What are the choices again?
Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or about right on public school? About right, okay.
About right, yeah.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT banned?
Disagree?
Somewhat or strongly?
Disagree. Yeah,
so,
strongly, I guess.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree strongly.
Okay, great. Okay. Now, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate the students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
The discussion affects us, but there hasn't been slavery long, long time.
Yeah, okay, but we agree that the discussion should be taught, but...
Okay. Yeah. All right, so you can always say somewhat agree or somewhat disagree.
Okay, somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, we're almost done. I truly thank you for your patience and cooperation. I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you support or oppose that idea. Okay?
Okay.
In increasing discipline in schools, would you support that or oppose it?
I guess support.
Would you support it somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. It depends on how it's handled.
Understandable. Now, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that?
Okay, now wait a minute. Read it. Say it again how that started. What?
Okay. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support that or oppose that?
No, I don't. No, we don't. No, we don't support that.
Would you oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
More concerned about the
okay.
kids.
Yeah.
Now, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school, would you support or oppose that?
Strongly support.
Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that?
Support, strongly support.
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th public schools curriculum.
Okay, not kindergarten. I think maybe high school, but I don't think I support it for the young kids. Children don't see color. They just say a friend.
Okay. Understandable. So we can say that right now you don't know if you would support it or oppose it, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new black studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. Now, this new black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. No indish. Do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum?
No.
Would that be strongly?
The people do, not their ethnicity.
I support it for maybe for the high school, but not little kids. Yeah.
So you would say somewhat support?
No, I would say not support.
Okay, so somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Well, strongly oppose because you said kindergarten and first grade, yes. And I don't think, no, it does. Those young children do not need that. No.
Understandable. Now, let me read this to you, okay?
Okay.
In America, I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each of these arguments using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, 0, not convincing at all. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation in the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Would that be very convincing or not convincing at all? From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Would that be very convincing or not convincing at all? From 0 to 10.
2.
Those who fear the kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Would that be very convincing?
No.
Okay. So that would be not very convincing. So,
teachers have no right to be trying to tell children that's the parents' job. So the teachers need no. I don't trust the teachers anyway. Hurry up. Are you about finished
okay.
here?
We're almost done. Almost done. Okay. Just one more minute. Over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree with that one?
Well, you already asked us that question, but
yeah.
I think it's a variable in there, but
it depends on how it's
positioned.
That can mean very different things.
Yeah, but okay. I'll say yes.
Would you agree with it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree? So you disagree with that one strongly?
Yep, sure.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
I don't trust teachers at all.
Subject to public review.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, okay, my husband has a master's degree, and I have 1 year of college.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed?
Retired.
Okay. So you're married, correct? You told me your husband.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I guess Independent.
Okay.
But we will never vote Democrat.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have any children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes. Oh, grandchild, not child.
No, not a child.
No. We're 74 years old.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
We have no
children. But not children.
We don't have children. So don't even ask us those questions.
All right. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I'm not going to answer that question. It's not
okay.
In your business.
Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally.
Okay, hurry up, because this is going to be the last question you're going
to
ask me.
Or to someone in your household. Are you a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian?
It's none of your business.
Okay. Understandable. Would you describe the area? How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Suburban. Thank you very much, ma'am. We have completed the survey. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
Who ordered this survey?
Well, ma'am, that information I don't have. And the reason why is because that way we can ask the questions without influencing you in any way, shape, or form. So
I hope you